Parashas Kiseitze, Bruchim Aboim. Welcome back, everybody, on a good Chodesh. We would like, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, to look, of course, at the Parasha. This is, after all, a Parasha Shir. But we're going to focus today, Be'ezus Hashem, very much on the Perek of L'David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, which, as we know, is our minhag to say twice a day, minhag Ashkenaz, after Shachris and after Maariv. The earliest Makor that I found in is a Sefer called Shem Toiv Kotten, which is one of the Mekubolim, Rabbi Yomin Beinish HaKoyen, Alpi, the Ksovim of the Arizal, and he says that there's a Soid Godel, there's a great secret. Anybody who says this Perek, L'David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, which is Perek Chof Zayin in Tehillim, if you say it from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Simchas Torah, Afilu Gezeira Ro'o Nesuna Al Ha'odom Min HaShomayim, even if there's a terrible Gezeira which is decreed upon him Min HaShomayim, but Yecholno Levatlo, he could be Mevatlit. He could be Mevatl the Gezeira Ro'o through saying the Perek of L'David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. And the Mata Ephraim paskens this halacha, as does the Mishnah Brura. And as we know, this is our minhag, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way until Yom Kippur, and our minhag is even further than that, all the way till Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, every day we say this Perek, Perek Chof Zayin, Im Tehillim, L'David Hashem, Oiri V'Yishi. Even though, it's interesting to note, some debate whether you should actually say this. There is a sefer, a highly controversial sefer, called Chemdas Hayomim. Chemdas Hayomim, some attribute it to Reb Nosson, who was a Talmud of the Shabsai Tzvi. And he and some claim that the Makor comes from there, and therefore one should not follow it. And there are kehilos that actually avoid saying that this Perek of Tehillim in Elul. But as we know, the general minhag in Klal Yisrael, and certainly the prevalent minhag amongst Bnei Ashkenaz, is to say L'David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi during Elul and further beyond. Now there are many reasons brought down for this, and we'll soon see, we'll connect it to the Parsha. Some suggest, and maybe this is the most famous reason, the Elef Lamate, a Pirush on the Mate Ephraim, says, because Oiri and Yishi, the Medrash says, is a reference to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then the Pasuk continues, Ki Yitzpaneni B'Sukkot. So clearly that's a reference to Sukkot. And therefore, this is clearly an appropriate time of year to be saying this Perek. Others suggest a different reason, because it says in this Perek, Lulei He'emanti. And Lulei is, of course, in reverse, the letters of Elul. Others explain that if you would count, you would see the Mizmor 13 times the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mentioned, and of course that corresponds to the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, which we say at this time of year coming up in the Slichos. Others explain that there's a Pasuk in this Perek and it says, Im Tokum Olai Milchomo Bezois Ani Beiteach. I can be Beiteach, how? Bezois. Bezois is Gematria, Zois is Gematria 408. Tsoim, Koil, and Momoin, which is Tshuva, Tfila, and Stoka, all of those, if you add up the Gematria of each one individually is 136, times 3 is 408. So, Bezois ani Beiteach, I can be Beiteach with the Koyach of Zois, which is Tshuva, Tfila, and Stoka. But what I'd like to share with you, Rabbeisai, is perhaps a reason which is more al derech hapshat, not a remez or a gematria, as important as they may well be. Because I think that if we look at the main yesoidos of this perek, L'David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, then we will in fact see that it very much encapsulates the yesoidos of our avoida during the Chodesh of Elul. First and foremost, of course, we find in this Perek David HaMelech's lifetime Bakosha. in which he says, Achas sho'alti me'eis Hashem, oiso avakesh. I only have one bakoshe in life. And what is that? Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. I just want to sit and be able to learn in the Beis HaMedrash all of my life. And this is a very timely message, and this indeed is connected to our parasha. Because in the beginning of the parasha, Parashas Kiseitse, we know we come across the parasha of the Eshes Yifas Toyar. The Torah begins, Kiseitse la milchomo al oivecho, and many of the Mefarshim explain, although not al derech apshat, perhaps metaphorically, Kiseitse la milchomo al oivecho, this is referring to when you go and you do battle against the enemy. Which enemy? Obviously the enemy who's the Yetzer Hara. So the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh goes through the entire parasha of the Yifas Toyah, every word, and he explains what is the Limud HaMusa in it. And when we come across the words, and it says that the Eishes Yifas Toyah V'yoshva Bebeischa, V'yoshva Bebeischa, she must sit in your home. So the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh says, that's a remez, V'yivchar mokoim moishav lo. One has to choose a place which is a bayis meyuchad. What is that? The Beis HaMedrash. V'yoshva bebeisecho is referring a person has to be kaveh zman limud Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. And he concludes and it says that she cries for yerach yomim. What is this yerach yomim? Says the Ohr HaChaim, yirmoiz L'chodesh ha'meyuchad l'tshuva shehu chodesh elu. The Yerach Yomim is referring to not any month, but the month of all months. The Zman which is meyuchad for tshuva, and that's chodesh elu. So interestingly, the Ohr HaChaim is learning that the parash of Eishes Yifas Toyah is metaphorically referring to elu and the Zman of tshuva and all the ingredients therein. And we find that one has to be Yoishev Bebeis HaMedrash. Doesn't that absolutely parallel Shifti Bebeis Hashem? Shifti Bebeis Hashem is almost the identical words to V'yoshva Bebeisecho. Apparently the V'yoshva Bebeisecho is very central in Elul. Learning in the Beis HaMedrash. If we only understand why learning in the Beis HaMedrash is so critical in Elul, then of course we understand very much why L'Dovid Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, which includes the Bakosha of Shifti Beveis Hashem, there is no more appropriate time to say this Mizmor than Chodesh Elul. And the explanation, I think, is very obvious. Because on the famous words of the Navi, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Eloikecha. The Navi implores of Klal Yisrael to be chozer b'tshuva and tells them, Kechu imochem devorim. Take with you words, v'shuvu el Hashem. Which words? Which words should you take with you? So the Chazal say in the Sisifri, Ein devorim elo divrei Torah. The first and most important step in being Chayza B'Tshuva is to take Dvorim. Which Dvorim? Dvorim of Torah. Every single day, when we daven the Brocha of Tshuva Hashiveinu, which was of course compiled by the Anshei Knesset Agdela, we note that it says Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soira Secho. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim says, Ki Iker HaTshuva Shleima HoAmitis. The main Tshuva Shleima that a person has to commit himself to is Rak Al Yedei Esek HaTorah. That's the first and most fundamental stage of Tshuva. And he says, that's why Chazal were Masakin in the Brocha of Tshuva. What is the first thing that we request? Hashiveinu avinu, l'soira secho. Well, if that's the case, we understand the Ohr HaChaim perfectly. When the Ohr HaChaim says that in the Yerach Yomim, in this month of Elul, by being Chayza B'Tshuva, we want to know all the ingredients. The ingredients has to be V'yoshva B'Beisecho, i.e., B'Keveya, your Mokim in the Beis HaMedrash. How does that come into Elul? Because that's the first step, the most important step of Tshuva. And if that's the case, we understand perfectly L'Dovid Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, in which we find Dovid HaMelech's Bakosha, also V'Yoshva B'Beisecho, Shifti B'Beis Hashem. That's all about Elul. That's all about the Yerach Yomim of Tshuva, in which Dovid HaMelech begs the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ach HaShoalti, this is the only request that's important to me, but particularly in this time of year. In this time of year, Hachzireinu, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seiro Secho, that is our request of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh is saying. V'yoshva b'beisecho, you have to in this Yerach Yomim be kaveya your mokim in the Beis HaMedrash, because that's where Tshuva begins. And that's why Shifti b'beis Hashem, of course, takes absolutely central place in this Chodesh of Elul. But I think that it's deeper than that. The month of Elul and the Arboim Yemei Rotzoin, in which we are a week into already, it's all about Kirvas Elokim. Dveikus BaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. In fact, on the Pasuk, Kera'uhu B'Yosei Karoiv, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whilst he is close. When is that? Says the Haflo in his Pirish on Parshas Acharemois. Al Yamtin Odom, don't wait till the last minute till Rosh Hashanah. Rather, B'yoysei karoiv dahainu b'Rosh Chodesh Elul. From Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. This is what Elul is all about. Elul is all about Dveikus B'Hashem, Kirvo El Hashem. If you look carefully at the entire perek of L'Dovid Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, you'll see that the entire theme of that perek is Kirvas Elohim Dveikos BaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me read to you the introductory words of the Malbim to that perek. And the Malbim, in his opening remarks to Tehillim Chav Zayin, says, B'mizmoir hazeh. What are we going to find in this mizmoir? That Hashgocha Nimsheches Achar Hadveikus Bashem. The Hashgocha protest that a person is Zoicha to is absolutely commensurate with the level of Dveikus Bashem that one attains. And therefore, says the Malbim, Olochein, Mikol Hamoin Habakoshoi Sasher Yevakesha Odom. Of all the many requests that a person may want to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, do you know what the prime, the most important one is? There's She'elo Achas, Bo Yimtza Kol Mavukashov. There's one request which really encapsulates everything. Vehu She'yidbak Bashem Tomid. That I should just be Zoicha to be Dovuk El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, says the Malbim, and then he obviously continues this theme throughout the perek, but he's makdim, and he says, this is what this perek is all about. Dovid HaMelech is guiding us and explaining to us what his own personal request was, nothing but Dveikus Bashem. Once one is Dovuk Bashem, that really encapsulates and includes everything and anything that one could possibly request from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if that's the case, don't we see the obvious parallel? If Elul is all about Dveikus Bashem, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, and this perek in Tehillim, says the Malbim, is all about Dveikus Bashem, well, obviously, there couldn't have been a more appropriate perek to say twice a day during Elul than this particular perek, which is all about Dveikus Bashem. If our avodah during Elul is to achieve the Ani L'Doidi and then daven and hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds L'Doidi Li, then clearly our avoda during this month is Dveikus Bashem. And that's what this perek is all about. And of course, therefore, the $64 million question. How does one achieve Dveikus Bashem? And we achieve Dveikus Bashem in two ways. First and foremost, we come back to Torah HaKadosh, or Reb Chaim Volozhin, in his famous Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet says, when a person learns Torah, v'yechavein lehisdabek belimudoi boi b'Torah, when a person learns in Torah, he has to be mechaven that he is in fact being dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bozeh, by learning Torah, hu dovuk boi yisborach mamish. The Maharal says this in many places, in his Pirish Ta'ovos, sha'al yedei ha-Torah yesh loy dveikus b'Hashem. And if that's the case, we understand now with further depth, what's tshuva? Tshuva is all about coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. During the year we perhaps lose our way and we become rochik, we become distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva, kishmoy keinu, it's about returning, coming back, being dovuk el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we said, Hashiveinu avinu l'seiro secho, the first point that you begin your avodas HaTshuva is Torah. But now with further depth we understand. Elul is all about Dveikus Bashem, and Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Maharal said that's achieved through Limud HaTorah. So therefore, when we talk about Shifti Beveis Hashem, what David HaMelech is really requesting is I should be able to learn Torah and be Dovuk Bashem. Because Limud HaTorah is all about Dveikus Bashem. And if in Chodesh Elul, in this Yerach Yomim, we are trying to achieve the Ani L'doidi, so we're looking, how do we in fact achieve Dveikus Bashem? First and foremost, through that Shifti Beveis Hashem, V'yoshva Beveisecha, being Kevea Mokim in the Beis HaMedrash, through Limud Torah, one is Dovuk Bashem, and one will achieve that Ani L'doidi, and in turn, V'doidi Li. That's the first step in Dveikus Bashem. There is another step. What is the second step? What is the second technique, as it were, to be Dovuk Bashem? So let me share with you a Maharal. The Maharal says this in many places, but I'll share with you one particular place. Right at the end of the Gemara in Makkos, we all know that Habakkuk summarized, as it were, all of the Torah in three words. All 613 mitzvahs can be included in the words V'tzadik be'emunosa yichye. A tzadik lives with his emuna. Says the Maral there. The biur is ki al yedei emuna yeish la'odom dveikus bo yisborach. Emuna is the second way that one achieves dveikus. The first is through Torah, the second is through dveikus. And therefore, if the entire function of Torah and mitzvahs is in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habakkuk Hanavi said, well, that can all be included, therefore, in Tzadik Be'emunoso Yichye, because Emunah is exactly that, Dveikus Bashem. And I believe that in our share we have mentioned on many occasions the famous words of the Meshech Chochma in Parashas Ekev on the words Uboi Sidbok. There is a mitzvah to be dovuk b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chochma. Leda'ati, in my opinion, what does that mean, uboy sidbok? How does one become dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'zeh inyan habitochin. Emuna and bitochin is being dovuk b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That feeling that I am absolutely reliant and in the very safe hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that confidence, that tranquility, that is emuna and bitochin, that's dveikus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you look, therefore, once again at the perek of L'dovid Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, you will see that that is the entire theme from beginning to end. The emuna and bitochin of Dovid HaMelech. how he starts off and he says, L'David, Hashem oiri v'yishi, mimi ira. I'm not scared of anybody. Hashem mo'iz chaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my strength, mimi efchod. I have nobody to be afraid of because I have emunah and bitochin. Lo yiro libi. I have no reason to be scared of anybody. It's true, maybe ki ovi ve'imi azavuni, but b'Hashem yasfeini, I'm in the safe hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does David HaMelech conclude? Kave el Hashem, chazek v'yameitz libecho v'kave el Hashem. It's nifla b'yoseh, Rabbi say. If the two ways of being dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are through Torah and Emunah, that's what this perek is all about. Firstly, the shifti b'veis Hashem, that limud Torah, which is dveikus b'Hashem. And secondly, the mi efchod, the kaveh el Hashem, the emunah and bitochin. And in fact, it's hinted, lulei he'emanti, lulei, we said, are the oisiyos of Elul, he'emanti, it's all about emunah. If therefore we understand so well, we asked, why are we saying this perek, L'dovid Hashem Oiri V'yishi, in the month of Elul? And the answer is, because the month of Elul is all about Karuhu B'yosei Karov. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. It's the avoida of Dveikus B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. How is that achieved? Through Torah and Emunah. And those two themes are in fact the two themes of this perek. The Torah, the Shifti Beveis Hashem, the Veyoshva Beveis Echa, on the one hand, and the Emunah of David HaMelech, the Mimi Ero, Vashem Yasfeini, the Kaveh El Hashem. That's why I believe that this perek was instituted to be said twice a day, because it charts out our entire Avoida during Chodesh Elul, Dveikus Bashem. How so? Through the Shifti Beveis Hashem, and through the Kaveh El Hashem, through Torah and Emunah. I would like, if I may, just in conclusion, to add one further thought. In the Chodesh of Av, which is the month that precedes Elul, the Avoda there was Golus and Geula. And we in fact quoted, just prior to Tisha B'Av, the Maral quotes a Mechilta, Ein ha-golios miskansos. The golos will only come to an end and everybody will be gathered back into Eretz Yisrael, Rak bishvil ho-emunah. Rak bishvil ho-emunah. Emunah is our ticket out of golos. Why? Says the Maral, because golos is all about richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We explained then, when Klal Yisrael were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, that's not just a geographical relocation. Rather, that's richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is therefore the antidote? What's the tikkun? Kirva, deveikus el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Maral, that's achieved through Emunah. As we've just explained, Emunah is deveikus b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, Ein agolus miskansos rak bishvil ho-emunah. We explained at the time that the word Eicha, Aleph Yud Chafei is Gematria 36, and the Gemara says there are 36 Aveiros which are Chayvei Krisus, and Klal Yisrael were over those 36. So we said this is not a number game. Kores means to be cut off. That's the opposite, the polar opposite of Dveikus Bashem. By transgressing the Averas, which are Chayvei Krisus, they cut themselves off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there was Golos. What is the Tikkun? Emunah. That's Dveikus Bashem. This we mentioned last month. But I subsequently saw another Maimah Chazal. There's a Maktim, there's a Pesikta which says, listen to these words, Ein Atem Nigolim, you'll only be redeemed. Elo bizachus. It doesn't say emunah over here. Elo bizachus hatoiro. So one second, we have a stira. One medrash says that we will be redeemed through the zachus of emunah, and another medrash says we'll be redeemed in the zachus of toiro. It's a stira. Lo'oir hadvarim, it's hafle v'ofele. It's not a stira at all, because Torah and Emunah, both of them, the Yesoida is Dveikus Bashem. And if the Golus was brought about through a Krisus, then that has to be fixed up by a Dveikus. Dveikus and Krisus are Golus and Geula. So how is the Geula brought about? Through Dveikus Bashem. Therefore, it's no stira at all. One medrash says through Emunah, another says through Torah. Those are both correct, as we've just explained. Those are the two yesoidos of Dveikus Bashem. If that's the case, Rabbeisai, don't we see now a remarkable observation? It turns out, therefore, that the avoida of Chodesh Elul is an absolute hemshech of the avoida of Chodesh Av. The avoida of Chodesh Av was to bring about the Geula. How so? Elo bizuchus ha-Torah, elo bizuchus ho-Emunah. It's all about Dveikus Bashem. That's precisely the build-up to Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, ani l'doidi, that Dveikus Bashem has to be achieved. How so? Once again, Torah and Emunah. The Torah of Shifti Beveis Hashem, the Emunah of Kaveh El Hashem. It's Hafla Vofele. This, therefore, I think is Al Derech HaPshat, why we are saying L'Dovet Hashem Oiri V'Yishi every day. It's not just a number game or a remez. This really is our plan for Chodesh Elul. Having gone through Menachem Av, trying to achieve the Geula by Dveikus BaKadosh Baruch Hu, how so? Emunah and Torah? So too now we're ready to come back. Our Avodas HaTshuva, which is all about Dveikus Bashem, is achieved once again through Emunah and Torah. Emunah, Kaveh El Hashem, Vashem Yasfeini, Mimi Evchod. Torah, Shifti Beveis Hashem. That's our joint avoida, but really it's one singular avoida of Dveikus Bashem of Kirvo El Hashem. Let me just conclude with one line. A little boy in our kehillah here in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel came to me a few years ago and he said, I want to ask you a question. Every month of the year we know we have a moed, except for one, Cheshvan. Cheshvan is devoid of any moed, and that's why we call it Mar Cheshvan. So he asked me a wonderful question. What about Chodesh Elul? There's no moed in Chodesh Elul, so why don't we call this month Mar Elul? A beautiful question. But I think, Rabbi Yisai, we've answered the question. A moed is a time of kirva. That's what the word moed means. Vad, to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elul is not Mar Elul. It couldn't be less bitter. There is no more sweet month of the year than Elul, because it's all about Dveikus Bashem. The whole month is one long Moed. It's not Mar Elul, to the contrary, it's Mosaik Matok Elul. The entire month is a Tkufa of Karuhu Beyoisei Karev. Ani Kirvas Elekim Li Toiv. It's all about Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. We achieve that Dveikus Bashem, as mentioned in this parak, L'Dovet Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, through Emunah and Torah. It's not Mar Elul. Indeed, it's Mosek Elul. So Be'ezus Hashem, through our Avoida, Chizuk in Limud Torah, the Shifti Beveis Hashem, Chizuk in Emunah and Bitocha, in the Kaveh El Hashem, we indeed will be Zoicha to a Mosek Elul, and Be'ezus Hashem, a Shono Toiva U Musuka, a Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva.